Hey guys, and welcome back to another tutorial by Tectonic. Today's tutorial, we are going to be showing you how to make a lightning effect. This tutorial was upon request, so just putting that out there, if you want me to make a video on something, just go ahead and message me and I will do my best to get it back to you with a video. So this is basically what it's going to look like today. More or less, you can add more, whatever. So obviously, first thing you're going to want to do is create a new project. Any size works, but I have mine in a 540 by 540 square, just to make things easier. First thing you're going to want to do is go to Windows, Dockable Dialogues, and Brushes. And then once you get there, you're going to want to create a new brush and call it whatever you like. I call it Lightning just because that's obviously what the tutorial is for. And you're going to want to make the shape circle. Radius 85, hardness all the way up to 1, and spacing around 4. But you can just do trial and error, do whatever you want, but I found that 4 works out pretty well. And then you can exit out of that. So then go ahead and go and select your brush that you have, and what you're going to do is you're going to make the lightning right here. So just kind of make little squiggles around. I don't know, I really suck at that. Something like that, I don't know. And basically, and then just color in the right side of it. Basically, your lightning is going to be following this curved outline. So you'll see what it looks like in a bit. That. Okay, so first thing you're going to want to do to finish this is go to Filters, Blur, Gaussian Blur, and you're going to want to make it pretty big. Anywhere that's around 100, 110, something like that. Then just go ahead and select OK. Next, you're going to go to Filters, Render, Clouds, Difference Clouds, and make the detail all the way up to 15, and the X and Y should be 10, and select OK. So there you go, you can kind of see the outline of your lightning right there. But it's black right now, we're going to want to make that white. So how do you do that? You just very simply go to Colors, Invert, and it changes the blacks to whites and the whites to blacks. Very simple. But now we have all this extra noise that's around it. And to get rid of that, we're going to go to Colors, Levels. So here, basically, you're just going to want to take the furthermost to the left arrow and slide it all the way down. And as you can see, it's changing. And you're just going to want to keep going till you see, like, only your lightning, whatever looks good to you. You could do like a simple line like that if you really want, but normally you leave a little bit of noise in there like that and select OK. And there you go. That's basically it. You can add colors to it by hitting colorize, and you can play around with it however you want, like all the way to red, orange, whatever. I don't know. Blue normally looks pretty good. So this is basically it, but also if you want to add more than one lightning effect, you can go to Layer and just make a new layer. Oops. Make a new layer, fill it with white, and just repeat the process all over again. So this time we're going to go this way. Like that. Going to do this really fast for you guys. Invert, levels, something like that. Colorize, make it whatever you want, make it around the same as I just had. Blue. And then you're going to want to set the mode on that new layer to addition. Just like that. And there you go. And of course you can add in text and whatever you want. But yeah, that's a basic way. I know there's other ways to make lightning, so don't be criticizing or anything. But I do know there are other ways, but this is one of the simplest ways that I know of without actually getting a lightning brush. So there you go, that's a very quick and easy lightning effect tutorial. I hope you guys found this helpful, and don't forget to comment, rate, and subscribe. See you guys later. Peace.